Yeah. They've got Passus, sack the Bills, and they've sacked them all up. They did, you know, they ran the poll. The UPI did, so did AP. They printed that. But that,
what I was thinking you might do, Bob, is this: have one of our guys put an apology thing in the way on a station on the ground. And then let the Badgers vote. Get a vote. The Libs have problems with that. I just love those Russian things. I just love those things.
Well, that keeps running.
Because when it comes back to the POWs, the patriotism theme, the religious theme, the character theme, the sonars of the country, the nation is saying, just, what do you think? This is your line. Is it don't you believe? I read it this morning, and three-fourths of it's on the domestic battle, and the other's on the rest. And believe me, I don't think that people do goddamn about the domestic back in terms. Sure, they prefer this or that or the other thing. But as far as they're concerned, it's too, frankly, it's too dull. It's too controversial. It's too depressing. They don't want
to
hear it.
Only when you get to a specific thing, like, you know, if they're busing their kid, then they care about busing. And
I'm really pushing the right to staff hard. I mean, better law enforcement speaks than just that neutral path and reduce crime. Shocking the whole group that they're getting on. John Dixon. The other thing is, I think, the social issue. Better get our guys on that. Forget that. What's that amazing thing about CBS canceling that patent thing, you know, that horrible,
I wish they had run it last night, tonight, or whenever it's supposed to go. I guess it's tonight. I wish it had gone on the air, because they would have been goddamn just
horrible
uprising. Now they'll get some credit for canceling it, which is kind of too bad.
Well, that was not political. We don't get the credit for suppressing it. That's what I'm concerned about. I think Thicker ought to say, oh, well, they should run the interest of free press. Let the American people see what CBS runs.
It's ironic that Pat was just made the head of the Lincoln Center now.
Well, we had the two displays near Gordon Schiff. Remember, he was down here. Glenn Dark was the one that agreed this one. I'm sure even with Glenn, you can't trust the two or two. You can't do it. You know, he was the two gentlemen for Verona. He was also
kind
of the leader of was right.
When you were
to hold the band play to begin with. And he was down here leading the charge in the war. And I thought, man, that's kind of a person.
We did the Kennedy Center, but
go to that.
Roger Stevens, who is no friend of ours, but he's not an enemy, really. He's just a little incompetent. But he's taken a firm stand there. On the basis, he says, I'll be goddamned if we're going to present. I'm getting a lot of pressure now, he says, to put on American plays. He says, but the problem is, there are no good playwrights. Nobody's writing any good plays. All they're doing is hanging their peckers out of their pants in order to get someone to come to the theater. And he says, I'm not going to put that stuff on. So what he's got over there now, he's got a Pirandello play,
Rex Harrison.
Rex Harrison and Emperor Henry VII, or whatever it is. Fourth. Which is, and then as your new play, I guess, at the other place, at the Eisenhower with this girl, this apparently they're both very good. And he says, you know, I'm going to go on doing this. The good plays were written a long time ago, and we're going to go
Tell her, boys, by the time the fighting is rear guard action. I think I want to. I think I know the views of should decide. The Congress, as far as I can determine, has been misguided in their view of what the people's opinion is. And I urge the people in this country to write their congressman and their senator, not the president, because the action's on the Hill. I urge them to write and express their views. Do they want taxes raised in order to keep these programs going, or do they want the Congress being responsible and holding the line on spending?
One thing we're doing is we've got our biggest gun. We've worked to death running around the country and going up to see Congress since early and not able to spend enough time making phrases, picking up things on.
But he knows that.
And we're getting that aid is too valuable. I didn't poke your tongue very
much. But he's doing, you know, John, down here he's meeting the South Vietnamese ambassador today. And that's almost as important as Henry Kissinger meeting Janice or something. I haven't any idea. That's exactly what I told him. I couldn't believe it. When he asked if the staff meeting with the South Vietnamese ambassador. I said, what difference does that make to you? He said, well, he's seeing me today. I said, John, you can say no to a weapon request. You know, you don't have to see an ambassador just because he asks to see him. The son of a bitch is, you know, that guy is a super operator, and he's trying to cover it. He's trying to see all of us, but that doesn't mean we have to see him.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, John Conley did that. John Conley has stood over there for hours seeing ambassadors.
Well, you know what? John Irving, which you've never seen ambassadors.
Of course, I believe that.
And he shouldn't see all the congressmen either.
And all you have to do is, you can meet right now, so I can simply say, Mr. Ambassador, my responsibilities are in other areas. If you want to see somebody else, not me. Problem is, and that's where you get
your response.
No, but the other thing is, you get into the thing where you go out in this Washington social thing, and you get to a dinner, and the South Vietnamese ambassador gets you in a corner and says, I want to come in and talk to you about reconstruction or economic conditions, you know. And, oh, my, call my office. So then the guy calls the office.
Well, also, it gives John some relief, too, from the deadly, deadly business of domestic issues. You can't call on the second degree to do something. The difficult with the foreign areas are, they are difficult, at least.
There is
a big game,
yeah.
But all this other is so petty,
yeah.
Horribly petty, though.
Yeah.
Crime, array, greed, not greed.
Totally.
I guess that's the problem. That's why Bryce wants me to sit down with all the leaders and do it, because he wants me to be as petty as they are. That's really what it gets down to. He thinks that will satisfy their egos. That just began. Timmons is correct. Timmons sees that. Well, we know we've done to have us.
Timmons
very strong and a hell of a loser every time. They cry and they so forth. They go away and say, it's a mind meeting. What good is it?
And they don't even go away and say, it's a mind meeting in most of those. They go away and say, well, everybody else got their pitches in, but I didn't get mine.
We did more than one.
He didn't spend enough time. Or the president talked too much and didn't listen to us. Or,
yeah.
Or
somebody else talked to us. Or that's not a big, you know, it's always a talker for a while. Why do you have to talk so long? You always are one guy who should dominate. They all get mad.
That's right.
I have a wife talking.
He gets drunk and talks on.
That's
what happened in all those.
It's a rather
when you were doing it.
No, I think we're doing the right thing. On this, I think when I meet with leaders and so forth and so on, listen, they have a hell of a lot to tell me. When I'm in Scott and Morgan, you got to listen to them to get their views. But Timmons and others, they get their views and put them on to me. There's really nothing that an Andrew Nelson or any of those guys can really tell me, you know what I mean? I've got to get their views. I must know what it's like to do something. What's the best way to get the views of Roscoe Drummond? To read. Not to have them come in and spend an hour of my time.
Sure. Well,
agreed.
For sure.
And that's what we need to do. Now, a little personal contact necessary, but the way the personal contact should be is that, Bob, I should go into this meeting, listen to a thing, and then give them a pep talk. I agree. That's about all I can do, is to give the assholes a pep talk. You agree?
Yeah, yes. I think you do have to do a little listening to them. But no,
I listen to them.
But not,
I listen to Scott Moore.
They not acting on going in and listening to a bitch, but rather going in and listening to them constructively. I mean, that's, they've got to take some responsibility. The rest of them listen. He's got to listen to something that does some good.
But I must say, four of us are good. Scott.
John,
announcement, and those are the kind
like they haven't fallen on. That's going to be sharp appropriation. Now, John, listen to that gas around. It won't mean a goddamn thing. I'll do it. We met before social events already. That's wrong. That's wrong. Doesn't mean a thing. His wife comes second. Like, it does not really. You're going to have it. Like, too far.
It's
after you. One thing I did is that I think you should be interested to know. John, I'm sure will be concerned about it. I haven't heard of the domestic counsel to Kevin. I'll tell you why. There's only two people in the cabinet that aren't on the domestic counsel. And what the hell? People like to feel it's a cabinet. Domestic counsel boundaries. NSC is different. NSC, they know, is more important than cabinet. But you don't bring outsiders into that. But you say, well, this is not. But the domestic counsel will have a full cabinet. So it's a cabinet meeting, we'll discuss the rest of the council, and then I'll bring in a few other things about aid and so forth. And I decided there'll be no more. Isn't that the one you bring birth here? Yeah. Let the asshole and let her reject her a little bit. She registered needs to give her some jobs too out of the fence, which I my point is I think the cabinet likes to be as a cabinet. They don't like to be you see, let me be quite candid. They think that the domestic council is something wrong with John. They don't think and too often we've got to be driven. And so I say that there may be occasions when I'll have to just have a domestic company. Whenever I'm there, it'll be a cabinet meeting. Now the NSC is something different. Everybody knows it is an elitist group. And everybody would love to get in.
And it's a secret thing.
That's a secret that's different. And therefore you have no problem. How does that sound to you? So let's just make all the domestic council cabinet meetings.
Right.
And the counselors thing is working well. We've got two of those. And they sit around and bull, you know, this and that, and which is good. It's good for me to hear. They're not structured well enough, but that'll come later, I think. But John likes the unstructured meetings, you know, where people get a chance to try. Maybe try. Maybe they need that.
You know, look at the purpose. If the purpose is there is some value.
Well, there is a value structure.
Mainly how they see the purpose. It's for the purpose of deciding something. It's really for the purpose of giving you a little feel of thereafter and giving them, more importantly, a feel of what you're doing. Your response, your...
So, Nancy, we're going pretty well now. We're going well with the domestic council captain, all right? Take care of that. What did we finally decide the other day on that? Cabinet, domestic council, and so forth. Did we see the cabinet once a month?
The cabinet.
The domestic council, we decided every 2 weeks.
We said the domestic council, or once a month, the cabinet. You wanted to see every cabinet officer once every 2 weeks. So the way it would go is, one, you take the 4 weeks of the month.
Yeah.
One of them is a cabinet meeting.
Yeah.
One of them is a domestic council meeting. One of them is an NSC meeting.
Yeah.
And the fourth week is open.
Well, my point is that now you've got two. This way you'll see them by
two cabinet meetings,
two cabinet meetings in a sense, rather, and which means that which is great. kids come to us. We don't even realize we're taking them. We cannot be in a position where we have a rap session with a bunch of kids. I don't think we are, do they?
I don't mind seeing it, but
it's interesting doing that stuff once in a while. It's unique variety. You can't just sit and do the same thing all day.
It's a very important.
And John is a public type guy. He's a frustrated.
He's a marvel.
But he's never talked. But that's what he loves. You notice on the trip, he just loves to sort of give you the tour of explaining what the buildings are and all this stuff.
He's great. I just want to use that great big bullet like Kissinger in a way that's more effective.
Yeah.
You have Dennis Hanford and did I have, what's his name?
Yeah. just goes down to Bill. Bill's office checks back the phone calls. And what are they about? They want their cousin appointed to the pension board or some constituent let out of jail or some goddamn thing. And then all of a sudden, they're open or how are you?
But not wait a minute. You think Earl should not have done this?
No, I think Earl should do it, but he should show you the calls back. The mistake, Earl should make the contact, cover the ground, and then get the hell out. He should not get into handling the constituent plea problems.
Well, that's going to take too long.
Hell.
Well, but I mean, the minute you get into this, though, I know these guys, Hurley, when you take them on a high level and talk about the budget and the rest, and they'll say, well, that's all very good, but what about my cousin who wants to be the postmaster?
So like this incredible thing with Carl Curtis, you know, that
Jesus Christ.
The guy who once appointed the
Curtis Mason. Sorry, but he's ridiculous to me. He's a good man, though, Curtis is. I guess he's just a little disappointing. He takes shots at us. He wins by 53%. We win by 75%. Yeah. What's the price of that? I think that's what I'll say.
He's just probably a bottom.
Sure. And this guy, he wants to find a real turkey, of course.
Who doesn't want the appointment anyway? He wants to stay where he is.
Yeah. And Curtis doesn't want to run.
Yeah. Certainly. Kissinger was on the cover.
Kissinger should keep on the cover.
He's not going to, though. He's going over to Turkey.
He talked to him today. Yeah, that was a few days ago. I talked to Kissinger about his sentence.
Oh, really?
I talked to him yesterday or the day before.
Right.
I'm keeping it yesterday. Back and forth, and I keep it. But,
Party, but he wants to stand with the responsibles, Democrat or Republican, and against the irresponsibles, Democrat or Republican. Now, Joe, write it down. You see, that's the approach we're making.
Thank you. this year. No, it's a scheduled thing, Mr. President. No, he means well, though. The day for the president, the Soviets want us to give them a day. Any time in the second half of June. And, well, I'm happy to play this part because it's a tax rate schedule. It's going to be a huge success. We've already got four.
I would suggest this.
David, they're counting on a day's talk at Camp David.
Okay, you can run out in the middle of the week for a moment, sir.
25th and 26th here, 27th at Camp David. Then what would be the end of this, the 2nd or 3rd?
And the 28th, maybe, could be their return dinner at the embassy. And then you go west on the 29th or 30th.
Yeah. Now, he may want to stop one other place, but he could go to a space center or something.
You want to stop somewhere on the way out without the president?
That's right.
The president shouldn't go out with him anyway.
No, the president greets him out there.
So it would be better for him to stop somewhere
out there. There's a small detail that I want to be sure you know. We have to use, since he'll be with me, as a plane, use the old plane. Because I need
a plane. He shouldn't go with you.
Well, he may want to.
No, he wants to make a stop on the way. Let him make a stop somewhere in the country.
No, he's on the plane with me, though. I'll have to use the old plane so that I'll have the adequate, facility right next to me so I can sit with him and not have to go back to staff and everything. I hope we get the other one changed so we do the same thing. But if he goes with me, just use the old plane, any place. They're not new. They're both nice.
Well, they're both good.
But except I've got to be a variety of facility.
And then we wind it up in San Clemente. Now, that means all of the communications and so forth would be issued out there.
Sure.
No, why don't you piece them out during the week?
Well, there'll be two things. There'll be, if we can get... Mr. Freeman and I will have to be meeting in practically daily session to get this goddamn thing done.
Yeah.
We can have a signature a day, just as we had in Moscow. We've already got four of
them.
But then at the end,
we're
going to have a
salt
agreement with Locke, and we may have that nuclear treaty that no one knows about yet, which will be a spectacular. Yeah. All of that would be in San Clemente.
You ought to wrap up on the 2nd or 3rd that Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that you don't hit the weekend.
Well, 4th of July is a Wednesday this year.
Well, you could have the final...
No reason why. Why not have it on Friday, 29th, wrap it up, or 30th, Saturday 19th, Friday.
Question is how many days you have. Let us work out a schedule. We can...
Well, we can... We will have... one or two things to sign, if we can get them all negotiated, as we had in Moscow. Then we're going to have two or three super things.
Tell me this. One thing I was going to suggest, I am not, frankly, too impressed with the idea of his coming and staying in Camp David. What I would rather have him do would be to come and stay at Williamsburg, perhaps. Sit with him and not have to go back to staff and everything. I hope we get the other one changed so we do the same thing, because it won't work this way. So we'll, but if he goes with me, just use the old plane, any place. They're not new. They're both nice.
Well, they're both good.
But except I've got to be a variety of facility.
And then we wind it up in San Clemente. Now, that means all of the communications and so forth would be issued out there.
Sure. No, why don't you piece them out during the week?
Well, there'll be two things. There'll be, if we can get, Mr. Freeman and I will have to be meeting in practically daily session to get this goddamn thing done.
Yeah.
We can have a signature a day, just as we had in Moscow. We've already got four of them.
We have a
no, yeah, but then at the end, we're going to have a salt agreement with Locke, and we may have that nuclear treaty that no one knows about yet, which will be a spectacular.
Yeah.
All of that would be in San Clemente.
You ought to wrap up on the 2nd or 3rd that Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that you don't hit the weekend.
Well, 4th of July is a Wednesday this year.
Well, you could have the final...
No reason why. Why not have it on Friday, 29th, wrap it up, or 30th, Saturday 19th, Friday.
Question is how many days you have. Let us work out a schedule. We can.
Well, we can. We will have one or two things to sign, if we can get them all negotiated, as we had in Moscow. Then we're going to have two or three super things.
Tell me this. One thing I was going to suggest.